Topic 177, Truth. 1. Do you realize that truth has to be wrought out in the texture of daily living before a new truth can be safely imparted? From A Treatise on White Magic, page 201. 2. All right ideas are temporary in nature and must eventually take their place as partial rights and give place to the greater truth. The fact of the day is seen later as part of a greater fact. A man can have grasped some of the lesser principles of the ageless wisdom so clearly, and be so convinced of their correctness, that the bigger whole is forgotten, and he builds a thought form about the partial truth which he has seen, and which can prove a limitation, and keep him a prisoner, and hold him back from progress. He is so sure of his possession of the truth that he can see the truth of no one else. He can be so convinced of the reality of his own embodied concept of what the truth may be that he forgets his own brain limitations, and that the truth has come to him via his own soul and is consequently colored by his ray, being subsequently built into form by his personal separative mind. He lives but for that little truth. He can see no other. He forces his thought form on other people. He becomes the obsessed fanatic, and so mentally unbalanced, even if the world regards him as sane. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 490. 3. All recorded truth is susceptible to many interpretations, and these unfold with increasing clarity as he takes one initiation after another, and as he develops conscious responsiveness. From Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle, page 100. 4. There is no finality in the presentation of truth. It develops and grows to meet man's growing demand for light. From The Problems of Humanity, page 139. 5. Only that which you know for yourself and experience consciously within yourself is of importance and constitutes the truth for you. That which may be told you by others, even by me, serves no vital purpose except to enhance or corroborate an already known truth, or to create illusions or responsibility until it is either rejected or experienced by you in your own consciousness. Do you understand what I mean? From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 91. 6. New truths, and by that I mean truths that are new to the most advanced thinkers and that are only sensed by the most advanced esotericists, are hovering on the horizon of the human mind. The ground is being prepared for the sowing of this seed, and the stage set for the emergence of new actors in the great drama of the unfolding revelation of deity. Certain great concepts are firmly grasped by man. Certain great hopes are taking form and will become the pattern of man's living. Certain great speculations will become experimental theories and later prove demonstrated facts. A great stirring and moving is going on. The world of men is seething in response to the inflow of spiritual energy. This energy has been evoked by the unrealized and inaudible cry of humanity itself. Humanity has become, for the first time in its history, spiritually invocative. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 77 through 78.